I'm the executive director of Advocacy Network for Children.
Okay.
And, of course, we have two programs. We have the CASA program,
mm-hmm.
and we have the Children's Advocacy Center program. And we're actually involved with both in McDonough County.
Right, and the center is where children are taken and they're actually questioned,
they're sexually abused,
interviewed if they're,
come
yes.
and talk to. We work with the state's attorney's office. And
right. And, well, let's talk about the upcoming CASA training first of all.
Okay.
Now, obviously, you run it both in Adams and McDonough counties?
That's right. Okay. About a year ago, some people up in McDonough County, actually it's been about 2 years ago now, we started talking about opening up an advocacy center. A couple years ago, we started talking about opening up a CASA program in McDonough County. We had a couple obstacles, one of them including funding, and so we kept working towards that end. So finally, I got enough funding for 1 year, and that's how we were able to open up the McDonough County CASA. And we've already done one training, trained seven people. We'd like to get about a dozen this time, if not more. We have kids that are waiting for a volunteer to speak for them in court in McDonough County.
Now, first of all, this session coming up on Friday, is this like an orientation or is this actually a start of the training?
It's just an orientation. It's an informational meeting to talk about what CASA really is and what it's not. You know, it's volunteers who speak for children who are in the court system from abuse and neglect. It is not Big Brother, Big Sister, where we, you know, take kids and go places with them. That is not what we are. So it's to clarify our roles. It's to talk about when the training is actually going to take place and see who's interested. It's going to be a 45-minute or less meeting. It's going to be at 12:15 at the First Presbyterian Church in the library.
Okay, and that's here in Macomb.
And there in Macomb on the corners, on the corner of Carroll Street.
Okay.
And Dudley.
Carolyn Dudley, easy to find. Okay.
Yeah.
And are there any requirements for a CASA volunteer, first of all?
You know, you just have to be someone who's interested. About half of our volunteers actually work full-time. Some are retired. Some are stay-at-home people or people who work part-time. You don't have to have any special background. We do a 30-hour training over a period of several weeks. And so we give you the information you need to know to be a volunteer, to advocate for kids.
What kind of a time commitment do you ask of people who decide to volunteer?
Well, after the 30-hour training, we do require that they see the child at least once a month. We make sure that they are talking to the parents, to anybody who's in the child's life. To gather information, and then they report back to the judge. Normally, I'm going to say it's about 10 hours a month, and it's real flexible hours except for the court appearance, which is every 3 to 6 months. You go to court, and you report back to the judge when they have court, and that's really only 3 to 6 months. I want to make sure I clarify that. So our staff there, who's Jenny Calvert, keeps in touch with the volunteers, make sure that they're on track, that they receive trainings they need, that all the documentation is taken care of, and she's their resource. And she lives right there in Macomb. We have an office in the First Presbyterian Church up on the top floor. And we're always, you know, we can make ourselves available anytime volunteers need us.
What's the role of a volunteer when you say advocacy vis-a-vis the court? Does the volunteer essentially monitor the child and make sure everything's okay and the way it should be going?
It monitors the case. When a case comes into court, it comes in because the child has been, it's been decided that the child was either abused or neglected or abandoned. Most of the cases we take are abused or neglected. And so once that happens, what our job is to look at the service plan that's set forth for the family, including the parents or guardians who have come into court, and we look at what everybody's supposed to do. Then we monitor that. You know, if they were supposed to get family counseling, if they were supposed to go to AA, whatever it was, we monitor to see did that really happen. We have to see the child, like I said, once a month at the least. And so we make sure that the child's doing okay wherever their placement is. Most of the time it's foster care. And so we monitor to make sure that's okay. We make sure that, you know, see how their grades are doing, see how they're progressing. We just keep an eye on the whole picture. We don't provide any services. Then we, our volunteers, with help of Jenny, write a report, and it's submitted to the judge and to everyone else in the case just before the court hearing. And just to say, this is what we see, this is what's happened, and here's our concerns, and here's what we think should happen from here. That's pretty much what the volunteer does. We talk to teachers. We do sit in on some visits with families to see how that interaction's going. We don't stay for the whole visit. We just do that for a little bit. We don't want to interfere with any time the child actually has with the family, but we want to monitor and see how that's going. Sometimes our cases come in because the home has some severe environmental problems. And in those cases, yeah, we're going to go out to the house and see how things are going there.
When
I say severe, I'm not talking a messy house or dirty dishes. That's not what I'm talking about.
When you talk about a court case, are you talking about, say, the criminal prosecution if there was abuse, or are you talking, say, placement, which would go through, like, you know, determining who should be a permanent guardian, or are you talking about both?
We're not talking criminal cases.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about cases that are in... Some people call it family court, but it's the juvenile court system.
Okay.
So this is not about putting people in jail. It's seeing if children should return home or something else should happen.
Okay. And,
and about half of the cases do return home, and about half the cases go on to guardianship or adoption.
And now, as far as you're with Advocacy Network for Children, is that just Adams and McDonough County, or does that have a broader...
Well, for the CASA program, we're in Adams and McDonough County, just for the CASA program. The one in Adams County has been here since 1990.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in nine counties with our Children's Advocacy Center program, which is totally different, and that does work in criminal court.
Okay.
And we don't use volunteers for that part.
So we'll just talk about CASA here.
Right.
Is there...
advonet.org, A-D-V-O... .net.org. No, wait, let me say that again. I'd said it wrong. It's advonet.org.
Okay, and that has information.
You can also go to our Facebook,
mm-hmm.
which tells you a lot of what's going on, which is Advocacy Network for Children.
Information like that. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Clarice?
Other than we really, really need volunteers, our goal was to have 20 volunteers by the end of June,
mm-hmm.
In McDonough County. We need 20. We could actually use more. But for the first year, if we could have 20, we would be so excited. We have so many cases in McDonough County of children that have no representation from an advocate whose only job is to look at the child, not to look at the, you know, not to try to put the family back together, not to look at how the, you know, to try to fix the parents. If that's what is best for the child, that's great. But our only goal is to make sure that child is in a safe environment and as quickly as possible, that they don't linger in a court system waiting to find out what's going to happen to them next.
Okay. Clarice, it's good talking to you, and I do appreciate that. We'll probably get this on this afternoon and then Thursday morning, so we'll get
that
a little bit ahead.
That would be wonderful.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.